On today's Washington Page, KCII News takes a look back at 2013. Today we'll review the second quarter. April 18th of this year had the highest recorded amount of precipitation in a single day in the month of April for Washington at 3.78 inches of precipitation, according to the National Weather Service. On April 23rd, on a 4-1 vote, the Washington County Board of Supervisors decided to begin the process to sever ties with Russ on the Richmond Sewer Project and pursue the installation of individual systems. Also, on a 3-2 vote, the board approved to begin the process of removing Russ' involvement from the Rubio Sewer System project. An estimated cost of $325,000 for the combined two projects will have to be settled. The City of Washington was recognized by Alliant Energy at the 2013 Iowa Energy Summit for its commitment to increasing energy efficiency. A 2012 Excellence in Energy Efficiency Award for incorporating energy-saving projects and technology, such as the new treatment facility, was given to the city. The city anticipates saving 4.7 million kilowatt hours in annual energy savings. The Planning and Zoning Commission met twice in April to develop a report regarding the potential ramifications of rescinding zoning to submit to the county supervisors. On May 2nd, the largest grant ever presented by the Washington County Riverboat Foundation was awarded for $2.5 million to the Washington Betterment Foundation for a new Washington High School auditorium. A total of 31 grants for $3.4 million were presented at its Spring 2013 grant reception. On May 13th, ground was officially broken for the Washington County Regional Center of Kirkwood Community College along Lexington Boulevard, northwest of Washington. The $9 million facility is expected to open its doors for classes in the fall of 2014. At the ceremony, Mick Starkovich, college president, said the facility is for the greater good of the community. In May, it was reported that rental rates for Iowa farmland have risen over the last 5 years, according to a study from Iowa State University. District 9, which includes Washington, Loiza, Keokuk, Jefferson, Henry, Des Moines, Lee, Van Buren, Wapello, and Mahaska counties, has increased from $173 per acre for corn and soybeans to $229 this year. This year, the state average is $270 per acre to rent. JP's 207 in Washington received an Economic Restructuring Award in the category of Success Story at the 27th Annual Main Street Iowa Awards Celebration in Des Moines in May. More than 100 projects were nominated for awards, and JP's 207 was one of 26 selected. Governor Terry Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds presented the awards. Since its inception in 1985, Main Street Iowa has tracked $1.2 billion in private investment in construction, purchase, and rehabilitation of property in commercial districts. On May 10th, it was announced that 19 athletes from Washington High School would be competing in the state track meet. Those who finished in the top 10 include Sammy Ellingson, who was third in the high jump for Washington, clearing 5 feet 4 inches. In the 100-meter dash, Katie Redlinger was 10th with a time of 13.12. In May, it was reported that Washington County's population had grown in the last 2 years, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. According to the 2010 census, 21,704 people lived in the county in 2010, and in 2012, 21,914 people lived in the county, making Washington County the 28th most populated county in the state. As of May 29th, Washington County had the wettest year to date with nearly 19 inches of precipitation, approximately 7 inches above the norm for the Hawkeye State. State climatologist Harry Hilliker explained that this year Iowa set its record for wettest spring with 16.65 inches of precipitation for the months of March, April, and May. About 10 inches of precipitation is normal for spring. The last record set for wettest spring was set in 1892. Washington High School sent two golfers to the state golf meet who finished 24th and 26th. The meet was cut short due to the amount of rain and storms, giving everyone only their first round of 18. Megan Butendorp of Washington finished 24th overall with a 96, while Sarah Waite was 26th with a 97. An air quality test was completed at the WIC Clinic in the Washington Public Health Department, and results were released in early June. Director of Washington County Public Health, Danielle Pettit-Majeski, says that the test had to sit for 24 hours and then was sent to the lab. The tests were conducted following an anonymous OSHA complaint alleging that formaldehyde was present in the building. The air quality tests came back with formaldehyde concentrations below the OSHA-approved limits. The Planning and Zoning Commission's report regarding rescinding zoning was formally acknowledged by the Washington County Board of Supervisors on June 4th. On June 11th, with a 3-2 vote, the Board of Supervisors voted to have a resolution drafted to rescind zoning in Washington County. Supervisor Stan Stoops made the motion and voted in favor, as did Bob Yoder and Jack Seward. The Washington City Council approved hiring an outside firm to assist the city's crews with televising sewer lines to find the sources of sewage backup problems in the Washington sewer system. HydroClean televised 14,000 linear feet at $1.25 per foot for a total of $17,500. On June 19th, City Administrator Brent Henson briefed the Washington City Council at their meeting that it was discovered that near Taylor and 11th, roots were blocking the pipe in six locations and could contribute to issues on Tyler and 9th. Also, it was found that a gas line had bored through the sewer line on Jefferson east of 9th, causing issues. The sewer line will be repaired and Alliant will be relocating the gas line. In June, it was announced that the Washington downtown area was placed on the National Register of Historic Places after a 2-year research and nomination process. In total, 84 buildings in the 11-block area were included in the register. On June 23rd, the KCII Severe Weather Action Team went into action twice. Tornado warnings were issued for southeastern Washington, northern Henry, and all of Loisa and central Johnson counties. A tornado was confirmed near the city of Solon. Also on June 23rd, severe thunderstorm warnings were issued for Washington, Loisa, Keokuk, Henry, Johnson, and Iowa counties at various points throughout the afternoon. Reports of 50 to 60 mile per hour winds were received. Tree damage from strong winds was reported across the area. It was announced in June that the sequester would impact Washington County in the fall. Christy Reagan, Head Start Director for HACAP, explained that budget cuts of nearly 5.3% have cost approximately $290,000 less in federal funding. She also states that this caused the elimination of one class in Washington County and the loss of one staff person. The Head Start program in Crawfordsville, which served 8 students, will no longer be held. That's been today's Washington Page with a review of the second quarter of 2013. Listen to the next Washington Page for the next quarter of 2013. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.